在深处求告神。
Out of the depths crying to God.
啊，诗篇130篇第一到第八节。
This is from Psalm 130 verses 1 to 8.
啊，让我们打开我们圣经来看这段经文。
Let's open our Bibles and look at these verses.
啊，诗篇130篇第一节。耶和华，我从深处向你求告，主啊，求你听我的声音，愿你侧耳听我恳求的声音。主耶和华，你若就差罪孽，谁能站得住呢？但在你有赦免之恩，要叫人敬畏你。我等候耶和华，我的心等候，我也仰望他的话。我的心等候主，甚于守夜的等候天亮，甚于守夜的等候天亮。以色列啊，你当仰望耶和华，因他有慈爱，有丰盛的救恩，他必救赎以色列脱离一切的罪孽。
Psalm 130. Out of the depths I have cried to you, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to the voice of my supplications. If you, Lord, should mark iniquities, O Lord, who could stand? But there is forgiveness with you, that you may be feared. I wait for the Lord. My soul does wait, and in his word do I hope.My soul waits for the Lord more than the watchman for the morning. Indeed, more than the watchman for the morning. O Israel, hope in the Lord. For with the Lord there is loving kindness, and with him is abundant redemption. And he will redeem Israel from all his iniquities.
我在过去几个星期我跟大家分享祷告的事情。
In the past few weeks, I've been sharing about prayer with everyone.
那我提到祷告基本上就是与神沟通。
And I mentioned that prayer basically is man's communication with God.
是的，祷告是与神沟通。
And yes, prayer is communication with God.
啊，可是按照圣经的教导。
But according to Bible teaching.
特别是主耶稣所说的主导文。
Especially the Lord's Prayer that Jesus gave us.
祷告不只是人跟神的沟通。
Prayer is not just communication of man and God.
然后祷告超越人跟神的沟通。
Prayer surpasses this communication.
那么真正的祷告包含了主耶稣在主导文里所说的五个原则。
True prayer includes the five principles that Jesus gave in his Lord's Prayer.
第一就是以敬拜神开始。
First is to begin with praising God.
然后第二就是承认神在掌权。
Second, admit that God is in control.
当我们在神的面前敬拜他的时候，承认他是在掌权。
And when we come before the Lord and we worship him and admit he's in control.
然后第三，我们才来到神求他供应我们的需要。
Then third, we come before God and ask him to meet our needs.
那么第四，我们必须要检讨人与跟人之间的关系。
The fourth thing is to examine our relationships with others.
那么最后，我们祈求神保守我们脱离这个凶恶。
And lastly, we ask God to keep us from evil.
然后过去我所分享的祷告信息的经文，大部分都是来自这个新约圣经。
In the past, the verses that I've shared about prayer mostly come from the New Testament.
那么今天我要从这个旧约圣经的诗篇来看人向神的祷告。
Today I want to look at our prayer to God from the Old Testament, from the Psalms.
那诗篇可以说是人向神的祷告。
The Psalms are a prayer of mankind to God.
啊，尤其是这个哀歌的诗篇。
Especially the Psalms of Lamentation.
那么当诗人向神申诉他的困境的时候，
And when the psalmist comes and pours out his troubles to God,
那么吐露他们心中那种苦楚的时候，
And pours out all the difficulties from his heart,
并恳切 祈求神来拯救他们的时候
and ask God earnestly to come and save him.
那么圣经说神就应允他们
The Bible says that God answered him.
那因着这个缘故当诗人有困难的时候
And because of this, when the psalmist had difficulties,
他们总是向神祷告
they would always come to God in prayer.
那神垂听人的祷告吗
So does God hear and answer our prayers?
他能成全我们的祈求吗
Will he answer our prayers?
这个是我们今天早上要来思想的问题。
This is the question we're going to answer today.
我们要从诗篇里面的祷告。
We'll look at the prayers in the Psalms.
尤其是祷告者的处境
and especially the situation of the psalmist
以及他们心中的祈求来探讨这个问题
and also the desires of the psalmist's heart to look at this question
更重要的就是我们要了解为什么神垂听人的祷告
and more importantly we want to understand why God will hear someone's prayer
一个人会不会祷告
if a personprays or doesn't pray.
是否重视祷告
Whether they put a lot of emphasis on prayer.
反映出他对神的信心
That reflects their faith in God.
那同时也反映出他对神的认识
It also reflects their knowledge of God.
和他与神之间那种关系
And their relationship with God.
那有些基督徒他说他不会祷告
Some Christians say that they can't pray.
然后这个借口表示他对神的信心不清楚。
This excuse shows that their faith is not very clear.
也说明他与神之间的关系有问题。
And it shows that they have a problem in their relationship with God.
所以今天的讲题是在深处求告神。
Today's topic is out of the depths crying to God.
所以让我们从今天早上所看到的经文来看人如何在深处求告神。
And so from the verses that we look today, we see how people cry to God from the depths.
所以诗篇130篇第一节到第八节是哀歌的诗篇。
Psalm 130 verses 1 to 8 is a psalm of lamentation.
也是一个忏悔的一个祷告。
And it's also a prayer of repentance.
然后这篇诗篇以一个主题的结构来表达这段经文丰富的内容。
This psalm uses a topical structure to express all the the material in the psalm.
然后使我们能够深入看见诗人的处境和他心里面深处那种需要
and it shows it allows us to see clearly this the plight of the psalmist and the needs of his heart
那有一位旧约的圣经学者他对这篇诗篇的他的发表
there is a Bible scholar who has examined this psalm
如果你看这篇诗篇的话
if you read the psalm
那么第一节就描述到诗人那种痛苦。
The first verse describes the pain that the psalmist is in.
那么第二节描述到他恳切的、急切的在神的面前恳求。
The second verse shows him coming earnestly before God in entreaty.
然后第三节我们看到他感到很惊讶神那种赦免的。
The third verse, we see the psalmist's amazement that God offers forgiveness of sins.
也在第四节描述到祷告者那种对神的那种敬畏。
The fourth verse expresses the psalmist's fear and reverence for the Lord.
然后第五、第六节描述到他在神的面前耐心的等候。
Verses 5 and 6 show the psalmist waiting patiently upon the Lord.
然后第七、第八节描述到诗人充满那个信心在神面前那种期望和期待。
And verses 7 and 8 show that the psalmist was full of faith and hope on the Lord.
所以从诗人那种他的内心那种状况
from the state of the psalmist's heart，
我们知道祷告能把一个人从那个深处的痛苦中把它释放出来。
We know that prayer, we can see that prayer can release people from deep pain.
啊，并且能够经历到神赦免之恩。
And also it can allow people to experience God's forgiveness and redemption.
啊，让生命能够再次的被提升起来。
And cause our lives to improve.
而得到这个复兴。
And receive revival in our hearts.
所以我们可以把这篇诗篇分成四点来看。
So we can take this psalm and divide it into four parts.
啊，在你手上那个大纲一共有四个分题。
In the outline you have in your bulletin, there are four topics.
啊，第一点就是讲到在深处里面求告神。
The first is crying out to God from the depths.
啊，第二点就是讲到神有这个赦免之恩。
The second is God has pardon and forgiveness.
然后第三点谈到这个祷告者他在神的面前耐心的等候。
The third is the psalmist waiting patiently upon the Lord.
然后第四点就讲到神是祷告者最终的希望。
And the fourthpoint is that God is the ultimate hope for the one who's praying.
所以首先让我们来看这个在深处求告神。
Let's first look at crying to the Lord out of the depths.
耶和华，我从深处求告，向你求告，主啊，求你听我的声音，愿你遮耳听我恳求的声音。
Out of the depths I have cried to you, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to the voice of my supplications.
我祷告就是向神呼求。
Prayer is crying out to God.
坦然无惧地来到神面前寻求他的帮助。
Coming before him fearlessly to ask for his help.
所以当大卫有困难的时候，
When David had problems,
他的反应就是来到神的面前向他呼求。
His reaction was to come before the Lord and ask and to cry out to him.
恳切地寻求神的帮助。
And ask earnestly for God's help.
所以从深处求告神，说明一个人诚心诚意地来到神的面前，把他的困难告诉神。
So crying out of the depths, crying out to the Lord means that a person is coming before the Lord and bringing up all the difficulties and pain in his heart and crying out to God with that.
所以在诗篇第五篇第一到第二节说，
It says in Psalm 5 verses 1 to 2.
耶和华，求你留心听我的言语，顾念我的心思。
Give ears to my words, O Lord. Consider my groaning.
我的王，我的神啊，求你垂听我呼求的声音，因为我向你祈祷。
Heed the sound of my cry for help, my King and my God, for to you I pray.
所以大卫呼求神说：“耶和华。”
So David called out to the Lord and said, "O Lord."
他又说：“我的神，我的王啊。”
He also said, "My King and my God."
说明他相信神是掌管生命。和宇宙万物的主宰。
And that shows that he believed that God was the Lord of heaven and earth and all of our lives.
并且是垂听人祷告的神。
And that he was a God that would listen and hear our prayers.
所以当我们向神祷告的时候，
So that when we pray to God,
我们可以直接的呼唤神的名。
We can directly call out to God by name.
因为新约圣经说他是我们的天父。
Because the New Testament says that He is our Heavenly Father.
在旧约圣经里面，比如说当祷告人呼求神的时候，他说：“上帝啊。”
In the Old Testament, when people pray to God, they called God.
或者神啊，主啊。
O Lord, O God.
耶和华，我的主啊。
Jehovah, my Lord.
听祷告的主啊。
The Lord who hears our prayers.
耶和华，我的神啊。
O Lord, my God.
这些都是诗人祷告对神的呼求。
These are all ways that the psalmist addressed God.
对，当主耶稣在主导文教导我们祷告的时候。
So when Jesus gave us the teaching of the Lord's Prayer.
他教导我们首先要跟神建立一个关系。
He taught us that first we should establish a relationship with God.
所以他说我们在天上的父。
And so he said, our Father who art in heaven.
我们在天上的父是至高最亲切而且最有意义的称呼。
To call God our Heavenly Father is the highest, the most intimate, the most meaningful way to call Him.
如果没有首先跟神建立一个关系，
If we don't first establish a relationship with God,
一个人就不能向神祷告。
A person can't pray to God.
所以一个人必须要借助耶稣与神建立关系之后才能够说我们在天上的父。
And so a person must first establish a relationship with God through Jesus Christ before he can call out to God, our Father in heaven.
然后或者说一个人必须要认罪悔改相信耶稣之后才可以说我们在天上的父。
Or in other words, a person must first repent and accept Jesus as their Savior before they can call God.
当我们读这个诗篇的时候，我们会发现这个呼求是指那个恳切的祷告。
When we read the Psalms, we find out that this calling out to God is earnest prayer.
表示这个情况非常的急切。
It shows that the situation was very critical.
求神快快的来施行他的拯救。
And it begs God to quickly come and save the psalmist.
以下是诗篇里一些经文说明一个人向神的呼求。
We're going to look at some verses from different psalms showing the psalmist calling out to God.
诗篇十七篇第六节，神啊，我曾求告你，因为你应允我。一求你向我侧耳，听我的言语。
Psalm 17:6, I have called upon you, for you will answer me, O God. Incline your ear to me, hear my speech.
诗篇六十一篇第一到第二节。
Psalm 61:1-2.
神啊，求你听我的呼求，侧耳听我的祷告。我心里发昏的时候，我要从地极求告你。求你领我到那比我更高的磐石。
Hear my cry, O God. Give heed to my prayer. From the end of the earth I call to you and my heart is faint. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I.
二十八章第二节说，我呼求你向你至圣所举手的时候，求你垂听我恳求的声音。
Psalm 28:2 says, Hear the voice of my supplications when I cry to you for help. When I lift up my hands toward your holy sanctuary.
九章十二节说，因为那追讨流人之血之罪的，他纪念受取的人，不忘记困苦人的哀求。
Psalm 9:12 says, For he who requires blood remembers them. He does not forget the cry of the afflicted.
八十八章十三节说，耶和华，我呼求你。我早晨的祷告要达到你面前。
Psalm 88:13, But I, O Lord, have cried out to you for help, and in the morning my prayer comes before you.
这些诗篇以这个原文希伯来文说明祷告的意义。
These psalms use a lot of Hebrew words to explain the meaning of prayer.
表示祷告乃是出于人的内心。
And it shows that prayer comes from deep within a man's heart.
那么带着信心的祈求。
A person should cry out to God in faith.
和那种迫切的那种期望。
And with an urgent, earnest hope.
所以当诗人从那个深处求告神的时候。
So when the psalmist called out to God from the depths.
他们发现到神是有赦免之恩的神。
He found out that God is a God of forgiveness.
我们在第三、第四节说，主耶和华，你若就差罪孽，谁能站得住呢？
In verses 3 and 4 he said, If you, Lord, should mark iniquities, O Lord, who could stand?
但在你有赦免之恩，要叫人敬畏你。
But there is forgiveness with you that you may be feared.
所以当我们祷告的时候，我们与神相遇。
So when we pray, we meet with God.
然后亲自把我们的需要带到神的面前。
And we bring our own prayers and petitions before Him.
那更加重要的祷告，使我们能够在神的面前反省自己。
And more importantly, when we come before the Lord in prayer, we can examine ourselves.
那么向他忏悔。
And confess and repent to Him.
那么除了向神祈求。
In addition to crying out to God.
那么圣灵光照我们的内心。
The Holy Spirit will come into our hearts.
那使到我们看到自己的罪恶。
And allow us to see our sins.
而请求神的赦免。
And beg God for forgiveness.
所以我们看到当大卫他祷告的时候
And we see that when David, King David prayed to God,
他反省自己
He would always examine himself.
他祈求神监察他的心
He asked God, he begged God to come and examine his heart.
看他的内心有什么罪行
And see what sin he had in his heart.
特别在诗篇139篇23节到24节说
Especially in Psalm 139, verses 23 and 24.
他说神啊求你监察我知道我的心思。
He said, search me, O God, and know my heart.
试念我知道我的意念。
Try me and know my anxious thoughts.
看在我里面有什么罪行没有引导我走永生的道路。
And see if there be any hurtful way in me and lead me in the everlasting way.
我自我反省是我们在神的面前忏悔的时候。
When we come before the Lord and we examine ourselves and we repent.
一个人能够懂得反省和忏悔。
If a person really truly understands examining himself and repentance.
学习怎么样走在神公义那个道路上的时候，这个人并受神的祝福。
And if a person truly learns how to live a holy and righteous life, follow along that path that God has laid for us, then he will be pleasing to God.
就如诗篇第一篇第一到第二节所说
Just as it says in Psalm 1, verses 1 to 2.
不从恶人的计谋，不占罪人的道路，不坐亵慢人的座位，唯喜爱耶和华的律法，昼夜思想，这人变为有福了。
How blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, nor stand in the path of sinners, nor sit in the seat of scoffers. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night.
我们要学习诗人的祷告。
We should study the prayer of the psalmists.
尤其是那个忏悔的祷告。
Especially those prayers of repentance.
然后有一位旧约学者，圣经学者说
There was an Old Testament author who said,
他说学习这个诗篇的祷告
in praying the Psalms,
那同时也让我们学习如何走在神为我们预备的人生道路上。
We're also studying how to actively commit ourselves to following the God-approved life.
那第三点，当我们来到神面前祷告的时候，
The third point, when we come before the Lord in prayer,
我们必须要耐心地等候神。
We should wait patiently upon the Lord.
我们在第五节、第六节这么说。
It says in verses 5 and 6,
我等候耶和华，我的心等候，我也仰望他的话。
I wait for the Lord, my soul does wait, and in his word do I hope.
我的心等候主，胜于守夜的等候天亮。胜于守夜的等候天亮。
My soul waits for the Lord more than the watchman for the morning. Indeed, more than the watchman for the morning.
所以诗人的祷告不只是很迫切的祷告。
The prayer of the psalmist is not just this earnest, urgent prayer.
同时他也很耐心的在等候神。
But he's also at the same time waiting patiently upon the Lord.
所以在第六节说，我的心等候主，胜于守夜等候天亮，胜于守夜等候天亮。
And so, as it says in verse 6, my soul waits for the Lord more than the watchman for the morning. Indeed, more than the watchman for the morning.
这节经文形容到一个人在等候神，愿意等到天亮。
This verse describes a person who's waiting upon the Lord. He's willing to wait all the way until dawn.
那么神应许垂听我们的祷告。
God promises to hear our prayers.
可是不一定按照我们的意思。
But He may not answer our prayers according to what we want.
乃是按照他的旨意。
But rather according to His will.
因此我们来到神面前向他祷告的时候。
And so when we come before the Lord in prayer.
我们必须要有耐心等候。
We must wait patiently upon Him.
也相信神的带领是毫无差错的。
And have faith that God's leading will be the right thing.
在好多年前，我为我的父母亲祷告。
Many years ago, I would pray for my parents.
呀，希望他们能够信耶稣，得到这个救恩。
And I hoped that they would believe in Jesus and be saved.
我很期望我的父母亲也能够相信耶稣。
I wanted very much for my parents to believe in Jesus.
基本上我每一天都为他们祷告。
Basically, I prayed for them every single day.
我祷告了五年。
I prayed for 5 years.
我耐心地等候。
I waited patiently.
终于一天他们接受耶稣成为他们的救主。
And finally, one day they did accept Jesus as their Savior.
所以当诗人祷告的时候，可能是当我们祷告的时候。
When the psalmist prayed, just like when we pray.
有时候我们看不见那个果效。
Sometimes we don't see any results.
心里就焦急起来。
And we get anxious in our hearts.
以为神隐藏起来。
Because God seems hidden.
因为在诗篇五十五篇第一节说。
As it says in Psalm 55 verse 1.
神啊，求你留心听我的祷告，不要隐藏不听我的恳求。
Give ear to my prayer, O God, and do not hide yourself from my supplication.
所以诗人他以为神静默不出声。
So the psalmist believed that God was silent.
那同样的在诗篇39篇第12节也这么说。
And in the same way he said in Psalm 39 verse 12.
他说耶和华求你听我的祷告，留心听我的呼求，我流泪求你不要静默无声。
Hear my prayer, O God, and give ear to my cry. Do not be silent at my tears, for I am a stranger with you, a sojourner like all my fathers.
因为我在你的面前是个客旅，是寄居的，像我列祖一般。
For I am a stranger with you, a sojourner like all my fathers.
那么大卫学习这个耐心等候的道理。
King David had learned how to wait patiently upon the Lord.
所以在四十篇第一节他说，我曾耐心等候耶和华，他垂听我的呼求。
And so he could say in Psalm 40 verse 1, I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined to me and heard my cry.
所以耐心的等候不是这个消极的态度。
And so waiting patiently is not a negative attitude.
而是一种积极的一个态度去等候。
But it's a positive attitude of waiting.
相信神一定会垂听。
Believing that God will hear and listen.
而且必定会采取行动。
And that He will act.
所以有位就业的圣经学者韩可斯说。
There was an Old Testament scholar who said.
所以他描述到诗篇的等候是不放弃的。
He described that the waiting in the Psalms does not mean giving up.
不困倦的。
Not growing tired.
不因沉重的忧伤而绝望。
And it's not surrendering to overwhelming grief.
乃是继续的以期望的心情等候神来完成他的旨意。
But it is persevering and waiting expectantly for God to work His will.
等候跟仰望是彼此辅助的一个动词。
Waiting and hoping are two verbs that work together.
说明这个等候并不是没有目的的。
And it shows that this waiting is not in vain.
这个等候是存着一种盼望。
This waiting has a hope in it.
这个盼望使到人更有耐心的去等候。
And because of this hope, we can wait more patiently for the Lord.
因为知道这个盼望不会落空的。
Because we know that our hope is not in vain.
所以这两个词句，等候跟仰望，在诗篇第130篇第五节讲到。
So we see these two words, wait and hope, in Psalm 130 verse 5.
我等候耶和华，我的心等候， 我也要仰望他的话。
I wait for the Lord. My soul does wait, and in His word do I hope.
这个等候能够操练一个人的信心。
This waiting can train up our hearts.
然后使到一个人的信心更加的坚定。
And strengthen our faith, make it more steadfast.
所以二十七章第十四节说。
And so it says in Psalm 27:14.
要等候耶和华，当壮胆，坚固你的心。我再说。要等候耶和华。
Wait for the Lord. Be strong and let your heart take courage. Yes, wait for the Lord.
我在诗篇三十七篇三十四节说。
And it says in Psalm 37:34.
你当等候耶和华，遵守他的道，他就抬举你，使你承受地土。恶人被剪除的时候，你必看见。
Wait for the Lord and keep His way, and He will exalt you to inherit the land. When the wicked are cut off, you will see it.
那么除了等候神更加的重要，更加重要的就是交托啊，交托。
In addition to waiting upon the Lord, more important is to give everything over to Him.
啊，诚心的相信神会垂听我们的祷告。解决我们的问题。
And earnestly believe that He will hear our prayers and solve our problems.
所以在三十七章第五节这么说。
And so it says in Psalm 37:5.
他说：“当将你的事交托耶和华，并依靠他，他就必成全。”
Commit your way to the Lord. Trust also in Him, and He will do it.
所以这个交托。跟这个依靠是平行的。
And so commit and trust are equal.
那说明两者是相辅相成的一个行动。
And it shows that these two things are complementary actions.
啊，交托后就必须完全的依靠。
After we commit, we should completely trust.
所以交托的意思就好像把自己滚出去一样。
So the meaning of commit is to get ourselves out of the way.
意思就是说把自己完全的交托给神。
The meaning is to give ourselves completely to the Lord.
不再自己奋斗下去了。
And don't struggle anymore on our own.
而是让神来掌管，来带领。
But rather to rely on the Lord to be in control and to lead us.
所以当大卫他祷告的时候，他把自己完全的交托给神。
So when David prayed to the Lord, he gave himself completely to the Lord.
他相信神会垂听他的祷告。
And he believed that God would hear his prayers.
所以在诗篇十七篇第六到第八节说。
And so in Psalm 17 verses 6 to 8 it says,
神啊，我诚求告你，因为你必应允我，求你向我侧耳，听我的言语。
I have called upon you, for you will answer me, O God.Incline your ear to me, hear my speech.
我求你显受你奇妙的慈爱来，你是用右手拯救投靠你的，脱离起来攻击他们的人。
Wondrously show your loving kindness, O Savior of those who take refuge at your right hand from those who rise up against them.
求你保护我，如同保护眼中的宠人。将我隐藏在你的翅膀的荫下。
Keep me as the apple of your eye. Hide me in the shadow of your wings.
所以当我们从深处的来到神面前求告的时候。
And so when we come before the Lord and cry out from the depths of our hearts.
耐心地等候他。
And wait upon him patiently.
神就是我们最终的盼望。
We know that God is our ultimate hope.
所以在第七节、第八节，诗人说
：“So the psalmist in verses 7 and 8 said，
以色列啊，你当仰望耶和华，因他有慈爱，有丰盛的救恩，他必救赎以色列，脱离一切的罪孽。
”O Israel, hope in the Lord, for with the Lord there is loving kindness, and with Him is abundant redemption, and He will redeem Israel from all his iniquities.
所以神垂听我们的呼求。
So God hears and answers our cry.
乃是根据他的真理、他的属性，还有他的旨意。
He answers according to his truth, his nature, and his will.
而不是根据人的强求，还有人的期望。
But it's not according to our demands or our expectations.
所以在诗篇六十六篇十九到二十节说。
As it says in Psalm 66, verses 19 to 20.
但神实在听见了，他侧耳听了我的祷告的声音。
But certainly God has heard. He has given heed to the voice of my prayer.
那神是应当称颂的，他并没有推却我的祷告，也没有叫他的慈爱离开我。
Blessed be God, who has not turned away my prayer nor his loving kindness from me.
然后在诗篇143篇第一节说。
And it says in Psalm 143, verse 1.
耶和华，求你听我的祷告，留心听我的恳求。凭你的信实和公义应允我。
Hear my prayer, O Lord. Give ear to my supplications. Answer me in your faithfulness, in your righteousness.
然后在四章第一节说。
And in Psalm 4, verse 1, it says.
显我为义的神，我呼义的时候，求你应允我。
Answer me when you call, when I call, O God of my righteousness.
我在困苦中你曾使我宽广，现在求你怜恤我，听我的祷告。
You have relieved me in my distress. Be gracious to me and hear my prayer.
所以从这些经文里面，我们看到神的属性。
From these verses, we see God's nature.
信实、慈爱、公义和怜悯是神垂听人祈求的四个属性的根据。
God is faithful, loving, righteous, and merciful. These are the four foundational aspects of God that cause Him to hear our prayers.
可见祷告不是靠人的力量。
And we can see that prayer is not dependent on a person's strength.
而是靠一个人对神的顺服。
But rather depends on a person's obedience to God.
那有人说神坐在这个施恩宝座上。
Some people have said God is sitting on His throne of mercy.
那么等候人以这个谦卑顺服的心来到他施恩的宝座前。
And waiting for His people to come before His throne with a heart of obedience.
那么呈现他所受过的应许。
And while God's people are positioned in trust, recalling His promises.
摩西是一个认识神的人。
Moses was a man who knew God.
那他对人生都有深厚的了解。
He had a deep understanding of our human lives.
他也承认自己是有限的人。
And he admitted that he was a man with limits.
对很多事情都没有答案。
He didn't have the answer for so many things in life.
因此他在神的面前祷告的时候，他求神怜悯。
And so when Moses came before God in prayer, he begged for God's mercy.
在诗篇九十篇第十三节到第十五节说。
In Psalm 90 verses 13 to 15, he said,
耶和华，我们要等到几时呢？求你转回，求你的仆人后悔，求你使我早早保得你的慈爱，好叫我一生一世欢呼喜爱。求你照着你使我们受苦的日子和我们遭难的年岁，叫我们喜乐。
So Psalm 90, right? Do return, O Lord. How long will it be? And be sorry for your servants. O satisfy us in the morning with your loving kindness, that we may sing for joy and be glad all our days. Make us glad according to the days you have afflicted us, in the years we have seen evil.
那尽管在人生里面所经历的苦难和困苦。
And even though Moses saw a lot of difficulty and pain in his life,
摩西相信神是蛮有恩典和慈爱的神。
He still believed that God was full of grace and mercy.
因此神，他祈求神赐给他一个有意义并且有喜乐的生命。
And he asked God to give him a life of meaning and joy.
所以另外一个圣经学者说，
There was another Bible scholar who said,
他说祷告不是要捆绑我们。
Prayer is not an introduction to bondage.
而是要把我们从我们的生命引向一个自由的 一条路。
But an invitation to freedom.
啊，这个是一句激励人心的话。
This is a very inspiring and moving thing to say.
啊，最重要的就是祷告，我们把我们带到神的面前。
Most important, prayer takes us before the Lord.
而他就是我们的答案。
And he is our answer.
神垂听人的祷告吗？
Does God hear and answer our prayers?
他能成就人的祈求吗？
Will he accomplish what we ask?
答案是。
The answer is.
当我们从这个深处求告神的时候。
When we call out to God from the depths.
昨天晚上我听世杰分享那个见证。
Yesterday evening when I heard Brother Shijie give his testimony.
我想他的祷告是从深处那边求告神。
I know that his prayers were from the depths of his heart, begging God.
以这个耐心的去等候这位神。
And also he waited patiently upon the Lord.
那知道他是我们最终的希望。
And he knew that God was our ultimate hope.
当我们如此这样祷告的时候。
When we pray in this way.
神会垂听我们的祷告。
God will hear our prayers.
成就我们的祈求。
And answer them.
让我们用一点时间来安静在神的面前思想今天的信息。
Let's quiet our hearts and take some time to think about today's message.
特别思想到诗篇130篇第一到第八节所说的。
And especially think upon what the psalmist said in Psalm 130 verses 1 to 8.
神是否垂听人的祷告？
Whether or not God hears a person's prayer.
他是否成就人的祈求？
Whether or not he answers their prayer.
这个可能是你所问的问题。
This may be the question you're asking.
神垂听人的祷告吗？
Does God hear and answer our prayers?
但是今天早上我们从诗篇130篇所看到的。
But today we see in Psalm 130.
当人从深处向神求告的时候。
When a person cries out to God from the depths.
当神耐心地等候神的时候。
And waits patiently upon the Lord.
当人知道神是我们最终的希望。
When a person knows that God is our ultimate hope,
神会垂听我们的祷告。
God will hear our prayers.
但当然我们知道这个完全是根据他的属性。
But we know, and we know that this is due to his attributes.
根据他的信实、他的公义、他的慈爱，还有他的恩典。
According to his faithfulness, his loving kindness, his righteousness, and his mercy.
所以让我们祷告的时候
So when we pray,
从深处向神呼求
We call out to God from the depths,
耐心地等候他
And we wait upon him patiently,
他必会成就我们的祷告垂听我们的祷告
He will hear our prayers and answer them.
亲爱的父神求你帮助我们
Dear Heavenly Father, we ask you to help us.
求你教导我们如何祷告。
Teach us how to pray.
让我们不灰心。
Teach us not to give up hope.
也求主赐给我们这个耐心。
We ask, Lord, that you would give us patience.
来等候你。
To wait upon you.
求主坚固我们的信心。
Please strengthen our faith.
让我们能够学习交托和依靠。
So that we can learn to commit our troubles to you and trust on you.
求主你帮助我们。
Please, Lord, help us.
我们将祷告奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.